visiting today with Pleasantville girls track and field coach Aaron Fitzer. Coach, you know your girls competed there on Thursday night in a meet at Carlisle. Can you kind of walk me through how that meet went for you, for your team?
Sure. So we're getting close to our qualifier and our conference, and those are the two, you know, most important meets of the year. So with conference coming up next Tuesday, just trying to still try a few things to see where some of our relays are at, but also we're you know, maybe going a little lighter in some of these meets, knowing that we're going to be heavy in a couple coming up. Carlisle has a lot of big schools in it. I think we're the only 2A school. I really feel like I like going there because it's a chance to see some really good competition in schools that maybe we don't see very much. And then it gives us a nice kind of primer, I guess, for our conference meet because our conference is really strong.
Yeah, Coach, you know, I know in the last, I believe the last two meets that your girls have competed in, there have been school records broken. Can you kind of talk about that achievement a little bit?
Yeah, so we have a kind of a nice foundation of 400, 800 kids, some, you know, youth in there with some freshmen, and then Kylie McConnell and Carly Grip as juniors and seniors. And so just with that kind of combination, we felt like we had a chance to, you know, break our 4x4 record. We did that at Van Meter. Girls ran really well. And then we had a chance to break our sprint med at Carlisle. And again, with the good competition at both those places, I really felt like it pushed us to run our best. And it was nice to see that those girls have been working hard and knowing that obviously if they break our school record or not, I mean, times are dropping. And they were pretty excited to do both those things.
You know, what do you feel that is the, you know, you look at those two relay teams that did break the school record. What do you feel are kind of the major contributing factors that went into that, the success that they've been able to have?
Sure. I mean, I think they work really hard just in practice. They buy into what Coach Isles is doing for our, you know, 400 and on up kids. And I think they just kind of know that we're close from a state qualifier standpoint. Like, they know that they're in the hunt. And I think definitely when you get close to the, you know, the last 3-4 weeks, you know, the last month really of the season, and you start seeing kind of what things you have a chance to qualify for state in, I definitely feel like when you're kind of the top 10 or top 15 in the state, this kind of the motivation factor goes up too. So they're hardworking kids. You know, they kind of buy into what coach is doing, but at the same time, I think just that belief aspect, knowing that it's possible to improve and to set a season's best. Those are all things that I feel like that group possesses for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously the track and field season is a pretty taxing season, you know, throughout the year. But you mentioned, you know, just a little bit ago that times are dropping for your girls. You know, what kind of encouragement does that give you as a coach?
Right. I mean, just knowing that, again, we probably have, you know, 5 events that we're really looking at where we feel really, you know, confident that if things go well that day that we'll have a good shot to qualify. And, you know, if those times kind of, you know, go stagnant and you're not really seeing that improvement, you definitely start worrying as you see teams drop because, you know, you definitely see the state qualifier sites go out and then you start seeing teams, you know, start piecing things together and trying to figure out what they can do. And when your times drop and you continue to stay in that, you know, top 3 level, or maybe you're in the top 24 still in the state for 2A, that kind of thing, it definitely is an encouraging thing. And then you just kind of keep, you know, focusing on the process stuff that you always talk about as a coach with kids. Just, you know, we got to keep doing the things that we're doing from a practice standpoint, but also know that, like, there's good things out here if we keep working hard.
Yeah, you know, you talked about the process a little bit. Do you feel like, you know, as coach, that you've kind of been able to piece together a lineup that can be, you know, sustainable and have, you know, success, whether that's throwing events or the field events or whatever that may be for success in the future too?
Yeah, I think, you know, we have a nice foundation of younger kids. And we have good leadership in the older grades too. It's been a fun combination to see work together. And then we do have a nice balance of different events as well. It definitely makes it fun from meet to meet to be able to try to put some things together. And then also, I think just we talked about this earlier, but the competition factor, knowing that we've been running against some really good teams, I think that's important. The conference meet is really strong to run against, you know, teams that are probably going to win a state title in various relays, and knowing that you're going to mix it in there and handle that with poise is definitely something that I think will pay off for us in a couple weeks.
You know, and with that conference meet coming up on Tuesday, hosted by Des Moines Christian, you know, a lot of talented teams there in the West Central Conference. Do you feel that that meets a good kind of, you know, I guess a prequel to getting ready for that state qualifier?
100%. Yeah, it's a meet where I always, we have, like, Van Meter has challenge for a team trophy, if not, win a state title. Handball is always a power, Madras is always a power. I mean, there's just, DMC, obviously, there's just a lot of teams that have those credentials. And if you can mix in there and you're in that top three, it seems like in a relay or a individual event, you really have something there as far as a 1A, 2A state meet level. So like I agree with you. It's one of those things where the kids notice it. They know that the talent, the competition has gone up. And I really feel like one of the best things about being in the conference is that really, because you go to comp, you go to the state qualifier, and you've already kind of handled a little bit of that pressure. You know it's obviously important, just like the conference meet. And I feel like they're a little more prepared. No matter what happens out of that, the preparation is there for a big moment in the state qualifier.
Well, Coach Fichter, before we close, in kind of non-related track and field stuff, I know you made the decision recently to step down as cross country coach.
Oh,
You
yeah.
put in a lot of time and effort and dedication to that program. Do you feel comfortable talking a little bit about kind of what went into that decision?
Oh, sure. I just, with coaching basketball, cross, track, I really have. Really no, I mean, even off season wise, I'm doing some basketball stuff or cross country stuff in the summer. So really, there's no kind of time off that way. And so I think that's been 13 years, I think it was, just working through that program. And I think 8 or 9 with track now. So just been a kind of a long time of just that full year round thing. I definitely feel like it's important to try to, leave when it's in a really good spot. And I feel like just the growth we made, especially on that girl side where they're like right there, like they were really close to qualifying this year with, pretty much most of those pieces back. I feel like it's just a good time to get someone else new in, so, different perspective, new energy, and have a chance for them to really get over that hump. And I think there's some good years coming for them for sure.
Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and congrats on a good track and field season this year, but also especially congrats on a great, career coaching cross country at Pleasantville.
I appreciate it. Thank you.